Now, the Czech Republic could have come up with what appears to be a unique model for the aviation sector. Government officials are looking into ways for Prague's lucrative state-owned airport Ruzyně to take a stake in the struggling national carrier Czech Airlines. Chris Johnston has the details about this possible marriage of...
The idea that the 100% state-owned company which runs Prague Airport buys into the national airline has surfaced in recent days as a standby solution if the planned privatisation of Czech Airlines hits the rocks. The sale of Czech Airlines looks increasingly problematic. The only bidder that remains in contention, a consortium made up of Czech companies Unimex and charter carrier Travel Service, was due to table its final offer on Wednesday. Even ahead of that deadline, speculation has been mounting that the offer will fall short of the state's expectations. Czech Airlines made a record loss in the first half of this year, and there have been increasing calls for the sale to be shelved until the crisis-hit aviation sector appears in better shape and the airline has been restructured. The idea that the lucrative airport, the busiest in Central Europe, takes a stake in the airline is being considered by the Ministry of Finance as a possible solution if the privatisation finally crashes. For the Ministry, the creation of what would be a state aviation colossus is attractive. It would allow the government to throw a lifeline to Czech Airlines without the government giving it direct support, something which the Finance Ministry has ruled out doing. But the move would be extremely unusual. Petr Kovač works in the corporate finance division of the stock brokerage Patria.
The simple acquisition of airlines by the airport is very rare. I don't know about such situation or such transaction in Europe. I think the opposite is possible. I think, for example, British Airways is the owner of Terminal 5 or Aeroflot. But no airport is the owner of airlines.
For its part, the ACI, a Brussels-based association which groups about 400 European airports, says it has never heard of an airport taking over an airline. Supporters of the marriage say the deal makes some commercial sense because the airport and airlines' interests are similar. Czech Airlines is by far the biggest airline operating at Prague Airport. It accounted last year for 45% of all flights in and out of the airport and a much greater proportion of onward transfers. But the idea that what is good for Czech Airlines is good for Prague Airport and vice versa has some flaws. The airport earns a considerable amount of its income from the landing and taking off fees, which airlines are charged. Here, their interests clearly diverge. And Patria's Kovač points out that there could be considerable competition issues raised by the combination.
I can imagine that it would create a big problem because airport as such is a local monopoly. So airport is obliged to treat all customers, airlines, in the same way. So I can imagine that ownership of a major carrier on one airport by the airport is a problem.
So if the imaginative marriage finally flies, it can be sure of one thing: thorough scrutiny from local and probably European competition authorities. They will want not only to make sure that the deal does not contain any illegal state support for Czech Airlines, but that it does not involve discrimination against other carriers using the airport.
Chris Johnston reporting there on that curious proposal.